This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
If you have a problem, if no one else can help, and if you can find them, maybe you can hire
DC Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Holy crap, this is amazing.
Yeah. You had an eventful day today.
Oh my goodness. I'm going to be honest with you, I'm surprised I'm still awake.
You're surprised you're still up? Is that what you said?
Yeah, I woke up at 20 after 4. So, it's been exciting. But on a positive, sitting at work waiting for the Amazon delivery guy to drop off our mail.
Who's chronically late the last 2 weekends, right?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much. Supposed to be there at 5:05 a.m. Mm-hmm. And today he showed up at 7:47.
Yeah.
So in that 2 hour plus, this week at least I remembered to bring my tablet with me. Last week I didn't. I'm like, oh yeah, you know, I'll show up. I don't need to bring anything. I'll just show up and I'll do the work and go home. But you know, and then I sat on Facebook on my phone for like 2 hours. But this time I'm like, I'm bringing my tablet. And I got to read a whole bunch of comics.
Nice.
Yeah. I finally read the Bat Out of Hell crossover.
Oh, yeah.
That I fell behind on. Yeah, because I think Metal 4 comes out this week.
Yeah. I believe so.
So I was like, you know what? I should probably start catching up on this before that comes out.
But before we get into that talk, you have to tell me about the famous debate that your family had, though, or your wife's family, whichever.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Come on.
All of a sudden, I'm in the kitchen over by the food, and I'm trying to figure out.
Which I hate you for, like, by the way.
What was that?
I said, which I hate you for, by the way.
You hate me for eating food?
Yeah, because like it seems like you eat all the time, and you're always like relatively skinny. I eat all the time, and I'm like Fat Albert.
Yeah.
And well, I'm active all the time. I know.
I mean, you know, I used to be more active when I like did actual work instead of sitting at a desk.
Yeah. Reading comics.
Yeah, that's tough on my brain. I'm exercising my mind. So, yeah, I'm at the family party, and I'm getting more food, because I eat all the time, apparently. And all of a sudden, I hear my wife's aunt going, like, you know, Linda Carter was way better Wonder Woman. And I'm like, okay, this is going to be interesting. So, of course, my ears perk up. She's like, way better. She had pretty blue eyes. And, you know, whatever. She's like, she was Wonder Woman. And then my mother-in-law, who loved, like, cheesy 70s shows, perks up with, who gives a fuck? It was cheesy as hell. So I'm like, all right, let's see where this is going. So basically the two of them were just debating why Linda Carter was or was not better than Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. And I thought it was kind of funny that, you know, here we are at the party and trying to think how old she is. I guess her aunt's probably like 66 and my mother-in-law's probably, I want to say she's 58. Yeah. And they're sitting there arguing over who's the better Wonder Woman. And it gave me hope for my future.
You should have took out your phone and voice recorded it.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My hands weren't completely full of food. Stuffing myself with breakfast for lunch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my wife's cousin made French toast sticks as part of the meal, so there was...
We do that at Christmas.
Oh, no, Christmas is turkey and ham.
Yeah, see, like, well, on my side, like my mom and dad and whatever, we have breakfast food for... Because it's usually lunch on Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, we do. And then, like, we'll have the usual ham and stuff at her side. And then, like, Christmas Day, like, lunch, her and I will go to my mom and dad's, and then we'll go eat at a Greek restaurant because we won't have kids, so.
Ah, nice.
That's been, yeah, like, the tradition for, like, 3 years.
We used to do Christmas Eve at my wife's aunt and uncle's house. They have 10 kids. They have a plethora of animals in the house. And it's totally chaos to the point where I will not eat any of the food prepared at that house because you just don't know what, like, 1 year, no joke. They had a bird with E. coli flying around their house, just like perched on the chandelier over the table where the food was. Nice. And I'm looking and I'm like, no, I don't care how good any of this looks. That I would drink. The only thing I would do is I would take like a can of soda, which I would rinse thoroughly and drink out of the can.
Right.
And then on our way home from there, we would stop at a diner, my wife and I. You know, this is years ago before kids.
Right.
And we would stop at the same diner every single year, Christmas Eve. We'd stop and eat at this diner. But now it's, you know, we don't go there anymore.
Was it like a Superman diner?
No.
Like from the movie, you know, where they had the pinball in the back and.
No, because it's not 1970.
Well, damn it. Well, you said before kids, so, you know.
Yeah, before kids. I mean, like, you know, 2004, not, you know, 1976.
When you weren't even born.
Yeah. Yeah, now we do Christmas Eve, we do, like, Italian food. And then Christmas Day, we do the regular whatever.
I gotcha.
Y'all.
So is it like real Italian food?
No, it's like this year, like my wife will make ziti and meatballs. My sister-in-law this year said she's going to do chicken frances of some sort. Most of the time it's like a chicken parmesan. And there's like everybody else sort of just comes with various pasta dishes and things like that.
Okay. I see what you're saying. So it's like fake Italian food then?
Well...
Or do you have Italians in on
yeah,
that
my
side?
Wife's family. Yeah.
Okay. So it's good Italian food then.
Yeah, it's
you don't have to answer that. I'm just saying.
Well, no, the funny thing is my wife is Italian and Irish, and it's the Irish side that does all the Italian cooking. But it's good. It's pretty good.
What do you want to talk? Yeah, I did. Oh. I did. What do you want to talk about this week?
We could talk about Dark Knight's Metal.
Yeah. Now, have we talked about Batman Ninja? I was trying to remember.
I don't know.
Because I know that you and Martin and them are looking forward to it, and I'm just like, meh. On it.
Okay. This is what's going to happen. You're going to cry and you're going to complain about it because you have no taste. And then you're going to watch it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, anyway. Yeah.
You're going to be like, this is awesome. Like, seriously. Batman Ninja. I mean, I've grown up on anime.
Right.
So stylistically, you know, I'm totally okay with it. Mm-hmm. Also, I grew up on Batman, so stylistically, I'm totally okay with it. Mm-hmm. Also, I'm like an Asian history nerd. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to give me a like samurai setting with Batman in like feudal era Japan, I am all over that. So this hits like three of the main things that I enjoy. Batman, anime, and feudal Japan. So, I'm totally looking forward to this.
Okay. See, and the only reason I say I'm not is I'm not, let's see, like the style that Batman and Son was, right?
Okay.
That animation style.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't too hip on, but this okay. is like more anime than that.
Which one was Batman and Son? That was the first one with Damian?
Well, yeah. And okay. Then, and then the one with Batwoman in it.
Oh, right. Okay.
Well, I mean, there was a series there because the animation didn't change or whatever. But
right.
I'm not a huge anime fan anyway. I mean, I like some of the old stuff that I've seen, like Fist of the North Star and, you know, stuff like that.
Right.
But it's not like one that intrigues me to want to watch more.
Oh.
Like, my son is like into anime and manga a lot.
Okay.
Even some that he'll watch that's like English subtitled. So he'll okay. have to read the whole thing.
Let me just stop you for a second.
Yeah.
The only way to watch it is subtitled.
Okay.
Preferably not by like the company who buys it and starts releasing it. Like the fan subs are the way to watch that stuff because they'll give you an actual translation of the story instead of making up their own script and changing huge amounts of plot just to make it Americanized.
Yeah, I can see that, I guess.
So, yeah, like I have a huge problem watching some of the stuff that they'll subtitle, but it's not actual subtitles, like the actual translation. It's the English script titles on the bottom. So like you can put on the Japanese language and it's total, like, I mean, if you speak Japanese, it's totally different than what they're saying, which yeah. is kind of a bummer.
I don't know, I guess. And obviously I'm like the minority to where I'd rather not pay attention and read and actually focus on like the stuff that's happening and understand instead of that, I guess.
Right.
I mean, like you said, I'm going to get it. I'm going to watch it. More than likely, I'll be like, oh, that's pretty cool. I don't know if it'll be awesome or not, but it'll be pretty cool because there are lots of elements to it that I think's awesome because it's an Elseworld style story.
Yeah.
And those are great. But
yeah, like I'm trying to figure out the plot of the thing. I haven't really seen a lot. Mm-hmm. The only thing that I did see is, you know, I mean, not even based off the trailer. Like it looks like Batman is transported to Japan somehow. Like feudal Japan.
Okay.
And he's fighting with Japanese versions of the heroes, like Nightwing and Red Robin and whoever.
Okay.
So I don't know.
See, I just took it as like it's the Batman mythos in Japan.
Right, that's what I thought, but the one thing I read said that it was like Batman is transported to feudal Japan and he has to fight these people reimagined in a Japanese setting, and like that makes like less sense to me.
So is it transported like as in like he has to go to Japan, or transported like the mythos are transported from American or English to Japanese?
That's what I don't know. Like, it doesn't, and I mean, the trailer doesn't really show anything that would give me an indication that
either way,
Bruce Wayne is hanging out at home.
Right.
And, you know, all of a sudden he wakes up and he's in samurai garb in Japan in, you know, 1653. You know?
Yeah.
So I got no idea. But I mean, the thing that makes me excited is it's not like an American animation studio doing it. I'm pretty sure like Warner Brothers is distributing it, but I'm pretty sure that it's like a Japanese company doing the movie.
Right. So there's no English hands on it or American hands on it.
Right. I mean,
besides
it's not
the distribution of it.
Right. And I think that's a good thing in that it's not going to be like a cheesy Americanized version of anime.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
You know, that it'll definitely feel more authentic, I guess.
Right.
But it's also, you know, it's freaking Batman, so that's awesome.
Yeah. I saw, I don't know if I sent you, speaking of Batman, but there was this picture in Andy Ligel's shop in California. And he has, like, the huge Batmobile from the animated series.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I was like, oh, because I haven't seen one, like, under $100, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so then he was like, yep, Ronnie's got your name on it. Because, like, every one that I've seen, you know, it's like a, I don't know what the scale is. I mean, obviously it's not life size or whatever, but it's a huge one.
Right.
And I haven't seen any go less than, like, $300 on eBay. Well, he sent me a DM.
Okay.
And it's also signed by Paul Dini.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. But the price was actually lower than what I've seen on, like, what it should have came out for. Maybe, okay, like $10, $20 more.
Okay.
So I might be purchasing that after Christmas.
Unless somebody gets it for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, unless somebody gets it before then. But, because I think it was on, like, one of the Valiant pages, because they posted, because the axe was, the Eternal Warrior axe was up there.
Oh, okay.
And I looked past the axe in the picture, and the animated Batmobile was right there, and I was like, holy crap.
So, how big is the thing? Like, 16 inches, or is it...
It's pretty big, I would say. Let me do some research here. I would say it's probably wider than, or as wide as the laptop.
Okay.
But longer.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's like, let me see if I can pull it up. I should have it pulled up. I don't think that's the right one. And it's made by Diamond Select. So, you know, it's, like, pretty pricey.
Right.
And, of course, Diamond Select doesn't have the actual damn specs on it. I'll send you the picture in your chat. But, yes, I saw that, and I was like, holy crap. That's amazing.
Yeah, I wish I had a place to, like, display stuff like that again.
Yeah. Me too. Because my place isn't... My place isn't... My nerd spot isn't done yet.
Mm. But, I mean, you know, you have your office at work.
Yeah, I have my office at work, but, like, I'm not going to be there for 10 days. So
pretty soon you're going to run out of room, too.
Yeah, that too. Let's see. I need to... oh, my God. I need to start figuring out or rearrange my office, too.
Mm. Some of your characters want to look out the window?
No. But, like, here, after the first of the year, I'll have to move them, because I'll have laptops and whatever take them up so I can field questions and do Skype training.
Oh, right.
And work on stuff as to where I don't get to see or actually leave my office to go to the work lab and do that type of stuff.
Oh, damn. That is pretty cool.
Yeah. And you see how big the box is?
Yeah. I mean, it looks like the thing is probably...
It's as,
like,
big as
a solid 2 feet long. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
So, did your kids ask for anything DC related for Christmas?
No. Not this year.
Really?
You know what? I'm lying to you.
Yes. I was going to say, I thought you were.
They might not
have asked for it, but they're getting it.
Well, no. I'm getting it from Santa Claus.
Well, that's true.
The Batman Arkham games?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no, those are... That's my gift from Santa because they were on sale.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, no, my youngest... We have a lot of the Imaginext superhero mm-hmm. things, the figures, mm-hmm. which at first it was pretty much there were like a billion Batmans and like a couple Supermans. And, you know, as they've come along, they've been getting stranger and stranger heroes that we have like Man-Bat figures and we now have a Deathstroke and stuff like that. But they just started making freaking Teen Titans Go figures. So my youngest really wanted Cyborg. So which is funny because I mean we have like three other actual Cyborg figures, yeah. but it's not the Teen Titans one. So he got Cyborg has like a car that transforms into a robot or so, I don't know what it is, mm-hmm. and you know, and him, and he's got that. So yeah, that's pretty much it as far as I can remember. Besides me getting the Arkham Origins and Arkham Asylum game. Whatever the other one's called.
Now, do you guys do that every year?
Or do what?
Okay, like when you say you get the Arkham games, right, from okay. Santa. Now, do you guys usually do that? Like mommy has a gift from Santa and daddy has a gift from Santa?
The reason, to be honest, I don't remember doing it in the past,
okay.
but the only reason we're doing it this year is because the kids are getting the PS4 from Santa, and yeah. I couldn't get, like, my kids are old enough, they're 8 and 5, so, like, they would put 2 and 2 together that how did mommy know to get daddy right. PS4 games?
Right, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm just like, you know what? We'll just throw those under the tree and say they're from Santa Claus. And one of the gifts that I got for my wife, I just labeled as being from Santa Claus.
Yeah, well, the only reason I ask is we've never done that.
Oh, okay.
And my sister, she's crazy. Like, I say that because she's my sister, but she's... Like, she should get some help, I think. But, like, when my niece and nephew, well, they're both smaller and little. Like, my nephew's 10 and my niece is 12, I think, 12 or 13.
Okay.
But when they were little, even, like, on their birthdays, like, say it was Hannah's birthday, right?
Okay.
Then Daniel would get a little brother gift for Hannah's birthday.
You know what?
And
my
like,
wife's family does that.
And I was like, what the... Why? It's like participation trophies. Here, it's not your birthday, but, you know.
It started when my youngest had his first birthday party. A couple people in my wife's family gave my oldest son, like, a small gift just so he didn't feel left out.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like...
It. Yeah, that's it.
He's supposed to feel left out because it's not his birthday.
Right.
You know, I'm yeah. like, what yeah. the? So I don't get that. It makes no sense to me. And they don't really do it anymore. Now it's, you know, maybe, you know, for my oldest birthday, they'll get my youngest like a pair of pajamas or something, okay. you know, so it's like, yeah. whatever. But I'm like, why are you buying them toys? Like, yeah. there's no reason for him to get anything.
Yeah. Like for my, like when it was my niece's birthday, my nephew would always get like a wrestler that he didn't have or something like that.
Mm.
And I'm like, why? What the hell? It doesn't even make sense. And then, but to bring us back full circle, it's like they get a mommy gift from Santa and a daddy gift from Santa. Like, since they were both like old enough to know what Santa was.
Right.
Like my yeah. brother-in-law would get like fishing lures or hunting stuff or whatever.
Mm.
And I was like, I go to cons every year. That's my Santa gift.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I mean, usually my wife and I exchange, like, we don't really get each other a lot of stuff
mm-hmm.
because we probably overspend on the kids.
Right.
But this year we're just like, whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's like, usually we might do something, but our kids are older now, so we don't, like, Christmas is all about them anyway, no matter what. And so I try to be slick, and her sister actually went Black Friday shopping and was going to get, like, the slow cooker type stuff.
Okay.
And my wife's been wanting a crock pot that has a timer on it and blah, 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 all the bells and whistles.
Right.
And she got it for, like $20 maybe.
Oh, wow.
And so, since we have a joint checking account, I had to take out $20 to give to my sister-in-law. And she was like, why'd you take that out? And I was like, don't worry about it. No, I want to know. Why'd you take it out?
I had a really good lunch one day.
Yeah. I should have. And, you know, usually I think of stuff on the fly or whatever, but I was just like, right. I don't know. Why did I take it out? Damn it. I bought comics with it.
Yeah.
And then when
remember those long boxes I came home with?
Yeah. No, she knew about that one. Because, see, then she would have been mad and yelling at me for buying more comics. Which she doesn't yell. She just, I get the eye roll type thing.
Right. That's awesome. In a way, I'm like, I'm sort of waiting for my kids to figure out the Santa thing.
Yeah.
So that I can stop pretending.
Yeah. Like, you know, everybody knows that I have a pop addiction, a pop Funko figure addiction.
Okay.
And I think us talking the last couple weekends, I'm starting to have a DC hardcover addiction.
Uh-huh. Can I recommend one to you?
Sure.
You should get the Jeff Lemire Green Arrow run.
Yeah, that's in my Amazon cart, actually. I just haven't pulled the trigger on it.
That I don't remember if I got an Amazon gift card or if it was like somebody paid me for something with PayPal or whatever, and I went on in-stock trades.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, you know what? I got to get the nice hardcover of this because I loved it. So that's good. And I can't, any of the Earth One books.
Okay.
They're all fantastic.
See, and like, my parents are old school, so they don't like getting gift cards. But they hate going and shopping for Christmas presents. So, like, even Melissa and I, they'll ask for a list from us or whatever. Well, since I was little, I'd give them, you know, obviously my list has gotten shorter and shorter over the years because you get older.
Right.
But, like, I'll put, like, black Nike ankle socks on it or, you know, whatever, right? Stuff that I need. Because they might get you one thing that you want, but you're going to need socks and underwear or, you know, whatever else.
Yeah.
Well, last year, and I should have known that I was like, just go to Rock Bottom, which is the LCS. And I was like, just get a gift card. Or if you want, I can tell you some of the titles that I want. And, you know, you or Dad could go in there and get it. Or just go up and talk to James and get a gift card.
Right.
Well, then everything on my list wasn't really purchased. So this year I was like, Barnes & Noble have graphic novel hardcovers.
Yeah.
So why don't you just get me a Barnes & Noble gift card? Oh, come on. We don't want. I was like, no, like, and I gave him an example. I said, last year, I wanted Batman Hush, and you got me. It was still cool. Don't get me wrong. It just wasn't what I like. Batman Long Halloween, what? Say or whatever.
Oh, but, okay.
But like, it wasn't what I had on my list. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because I have a list. Because guess what? I already had Batman Long Halloween. But, and then my dad, like, couldn't fathom what I was talking about, and he collects stadium giveaway bobbleheads for baseball. Just baseball only, thank goodness. And there's an actual card shop still, or sports collectibles shop still, in our town, or in the town that I work in. And he has, like, he doesn't have season tickets, but he has, like, a 20-game ticket type thing.
Like the Sunday package or something?
Yeah, well, his is, like, the business day special package, because it's always on Thursdays.
Oh, okay.
But say, like, out of 64 home games, he goes to, like, 20 or 30 of them or whatever.
Right.
Because he's retired and he can go on a Thursday afternoon with my uncles.
Yeah.
But a lot of the bobblehead giveaways are, like, on Friday or Saturday. So buy an additional ticket to the actual bobblehead that he wants. And then he'll try to use the eBay, as he calls it, to get the other ones, which never works. So when I was explaining to him about the hardcovers or the graphic novels or whatever, I was like, say you wanted this bobblehead, but I got you this one that you didn't have. You would still like it because it's awesome, but it's not the one that you asked for.
Right.
But I didn't have it, so it wouldn't matter. And I was like, oh my God. It's like arguing with one of my kids.
Right.
I'm trying to think, like, I think Austin, he asked for a lot of nerd stuff, and he asked for the Batman 66 Pop Fungos.
Oh, nice.
And then Hellboy.
You should get the Batman 66 TV series.
I thought about it, actually.
Yeah, I got to get that. I have the movie. I don't have the TV show, and I should really – I got to get that.
Yeah. Did you watch Batman Two-Face?
You know what? I haven't yet. I kept meaning to, and I have it ready to watch, and I just haven't watched it.
Okay. So once you watch that, you'll go back and watch the 66 series.
Yeah, I figured as much.
Because it's like right out of that, and like all the cheesy jokes and, you know, everything is on the nose.
Yeah, I think – because that's Adam West and stuff, right?
It's Adam West and then William Shatner as Two-Face.
Yeah, I think part of the reason why I haven't watched it is because it's like the last Adam West Batman.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm like, you know, when I was a kid, I used to love that show.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm sort of holding off.
Yeah. Which, it's cool because, like, Jay and Martin, or I guess Jay and I, was on I Am Gotham with Martin talking about it.
Oh, okay.
And it was an actual lost, quote unquote, lost episode. The series got canceled before it actually got made, and William Shatner was who they cast to play Two-Face.
Oh.
And so they did it as the animation version of it.
Well, that's kind of cool.
I mean, I'm sure it's not. It wasn't the whole, because you know. What an episode's like 20 minutes long of the TV show, and the movie's probably an hour runtime, I would say.
Right.
A little more.
Huh.
So I'm sure there's added extra stuff in there, but. Yeah,
because
Shatner was booming back then because he was on Star Trek.
Right.
Well, I don't know about booming because it would have only been like the second or third year that Star Trek came out, so.
But, you know, it's funny, because Star Trek was never, I don't think it was ever that big a hit until, like, way after the fact.
Right, that's what, yeah.
You know, so maybe it was when he was on,
No, it was during that time. He was still filming the original series.
Oh, he's still doing, okay.
Because they came out at the same time, like in 66, 67 or whatever, but both of them, or at least Batman 66 got canceled anyways.
Yeah, I think the best gift I got was the one year I was in high school and I had fallen way behind on my pull box.
Mm-hmm.
at this one shop like two towns over from me, because the good shop near me didn't do subscriptions. I think they do them now, you know, I mean, they've been around for geez, like 40, 50 years at this point. But this other shop, this tiny little place, it was called the Card and Comic Connection. And I mean, the entire store was probably the size of my dining room. That you'd walk in and one wall was like a couple long boxes and they had a couple spinner racks. And the other wall had baseball cards or like other sports cards.
Right.
And then, you know, the front of the store had the, you know, like where the register was, had the glass case, and they had some of the more expensive stuff there. But they would do pull lists for people. Like, they would order whatever you wanted. Mm-hmm. So I had, you know, back then it was all a ton of Valiant, a ton of 90s mutant books, you know, things like that.
Right.
And I was just like, I was spending all my money on concerts and drugs and other stuff. And I was just like, whatever, I don't need comics. But yeah, like I opened up, it was, I'm trying to think, it was like four boxes that my parents packed it all into, but they went and they cleared out my pole for me, which is kind of cool.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to be honest, I don't think there was a lot of DC in there. If there was anything, but.
Well, would that have been a time? Nope. That would have been too early for that.
What?
Like Death of Superman or.
No, it was.
Because it would have been after right that. Around.
It was around then, but I don't think that had been out yet. I think it might have been like a year or so before.
Okay.
I'm trying to think because it was – what year was Death of Superman? That
92.
Was 92? Okay.
So I was going to guess like 95-ish. 94-ish yeah,
this
is what
this
you're
was probably
–
it was probably like 94, 95, so maybe it was right after that.
Yeah. So Breaking of the Bat probably.
Yeah, I mean, I had a lot. It was a lot of Valiant books that I was getting.
Yeah, yeah.
So.
That makes sense. An Image, I'm assuming.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
Everything from Image and Valiant would end up in my full box. At least the number ones. And then I would read it and be like, wow, this book is terrible. And I'm like, okay, this one I don't need anymore.
Yeah. There, dude, you need to watch Kirkman's History of Comics.
I'll get there.
Because the Schuster, the Superman one.
Okay.
And the Wonder Woman one are fantastic. Because, like, Neil Adams is on it, on the Superman one.
Did he charge $50 to shake his hand?
I don't know. I mean, it's Kirkman's probably funding it, so, I mean, it's whatever. He can charge $150 for all I care. But, like, those, like, he was the, or so he says, which, I mean, why would I doubt him? But he was the person that pushed for them to have rights to Superman again.
Interesting.
And, but, I mean, as like hardcore comic fans like we are, we already know the stories or some of the stories, right?
Yeah.
And then some of them that was on, like there's only 6 episodes. So some of the
stuff. Now what channel is that on? That's on AMC?
AMC, yeah. It's on Monday nights, but they already played either the season finale or the mid-season finale.
Okay, I'm trying to figure out if AMC streams on anything.
Oh, the AMC app, I think.
Yeah, they have their own streaming on their site, I think, too.
Yeah, right.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I can watch that.
Yeah.
Yeah, like you said, I mean, part of the problem, the reason why I wasn't that interested was, I mean, you guys were talking about the Image episode.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I don't know. I mean, they made a whole documentary about the whole birth of Image. With all of the people from Image.
Right.
You know, they went through everything.
Right.
So I'm like, why am I going to watch a documentary that does the exact same thing?
Yeah.
You know, just 10 years later with people, maybe not remembering things the exact same way.
Right. No, like, and I said that and I was like, oh my God, here we go again with the whole Image story. And
right.
And everybody's egos are inflated. And of course, Liefeld's on there. And you know how much I love Rob Liefeld. But like the more it went along, the more like punches weren't held back.
Hmm.
And so, you know, they were pointing fingers. Even I would say, like, Jim Lee was probably the most diplomatic one that didn't want to, you know. And even Todd, to an extent, was like, hey, you know, this was our picture, and I was pissed off for so many years. And, you know, then Kirkman took over Image, basically. And so, like, it was my idea. That's what he kept saying. It was like my idea, which, you know, there were seven of them who started it, so it wasn't just your idea, but...
Yeah.
And he was like, so then when I'm gone, Image will still live on without me. And he kept saying, like, Spawn was my first book, and I'm still on it today. And I'm thinking, no, you just recently came back to it. So it's not like you've been on it the whole run like Eric Larson has on Savage Dragon. But, like, there might be one episode that hits home for you, which would be the 9/11 episode.
Okay.
Just because you're in that area, right? I don't...
Yeah.
So, like, Martin was there also.
Yeah.
So he didn't particularly want to watch that one, but, like, for... everybody else, like, it's curious of, or curiosity of what they thought when it happened, besides the anger and fear and all that stuff, like the rest of the United States felt, but like how they wanted to, like in an issue of Superman, I think, Superman comes down to help the police and the firefighters, but they always made him smaller in the panels than the firefighters and the police officers type stuff, because he's a superhero, but they didn't want him to be in the forefront of the book.
Right.
If that makes sense.
That's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. So like that episode was really good. And like I said, of course, you know, the first one's about Marvel and Stan and Jack.
And I don't know what that is.
And then the second one is about Wonder Woman and how the creator had two wives, and you know, the whole lasso thing was because he liked bondage and stuff like that.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There was a book written about them.
Yeah. Recently, there was
a couple years ago.
There was a documentary too, I think.
Was there?
Yeah. Something in Wonder Woman, I think, is the title of it. Like, the same time that Bill Finger and Batman came out, or close to that.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, second one's about Wonder Woman, third one's about Superman, and then the 9/11 one, and then the Milestone one. Which was the Milestone one, like, was fabulous. Maybe that's not the right word, but like, I always kind of knew the story and everything, but I didn't know like the grit and details of the story, because, you know, DC was backing the money for Milestone.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it came out, and then it was hot. It was even on, like, Yo MTV Raps with, like, Method Man and stuff.
That I don't remember.
And then one day it was just gone.
Right.
There was no more Milestone. Which, they confirmed that Milestone is coming back in that issue.
Oh, you know what? I remember everybody talking about that, and I was kind of joking about wanting Cobalt and Zombie to come back.
Yeah.
And then people are like, no, no, no. Like, they said that it's coming back. And I was like, oh, holy crap. That's
yeah, I guess in bizarre. Like 2015, they announced that. And it, of course, it can't be Dwayne McDuffie because he's passed. But like, right. The majority of the people are still doing it. Like,
Dennis Cowan.
Dennis Cowan's he's doing all the like character art, you know, and all that stuff.
That's the only other name I remember.
And Derek Diggle, I think.
Maybe.
It's Derek something. I'm pretty sure it's Diggle.
And are you sure you're thinking about Arrow?
I'm sure. But, like, they showed the panel, or parts of the panel, or maybe even them just talking from 2015, the New York Comic Con, where they announced that they were coming back.
Huh. I was there. I don't remember hearing anything.
Yeah, and then I mean, Jim Lee's talking about how, like, Milestone was just as big as, like, Image was, you know? It was a breakout thing. Because, just like that, it was a group of African-Americans doing comics for African-American kids and adults.
Right. Besides Static Shock,
yeah,
having a book in New 52,
yeah,
a few of them showed up on Young Justice, right? Static and what's
Rocket.
The other one? Rocket and I think Icon.
I don't remember Icon. Austin was asking me the same thing because he was watching it with me, and he just remembered Static, and because he grew up when like the Static Shock cartoon came out, you know,
right?
So that was his jam.
Hmm.
But like,
that's awesome.
Yeah, and like everybody's getting like redone, kind of, because they showed Cowan at the drawing board and doing sketches and whatever.
Right.
So Hardwire looks different, and Icon kind of looks different.
Man, that's really cool.
And the controversial cover. They talked about the controversial cover of Static, which was pretty controversial, especially back then. And then...
What? I don't remember what that was.
It's number 25 of Static. And the cover is actually him and his girlfriend kissing, and the rest of it is blacked out in like a shape of a heart.
Okay.
But the original cover was going to have open or unopened condom wrappers on the floor. And of course, like Paul Levitt said, no, we're not doing that.
Right.
Well, when it went to press, they had the cover that got approved, but then when you opened it up, it had like the second cover, so it showed the whole thing with them sitting on the couch.
Oh, okay, so it was not
the
newsstand.
Yeah.
Hmm.
And so, and then like Dwayne McDuffie like took out, he did an editorial in the back that pretty much like bashed the DC office and everything.
From back then, or?
From back then. Like, at that point, right. And whatever it was, 95 or whatever.
When Milestone comes back,
uh-huh.
is it coming back as Milestone, or is it coming back, you know, just some of them will be back as DC stuff?
Nope, it's coming back as Milestone.
Interesting.
From that episode, anyways. Now, I'm sure it's a DC, whether it'll be a DC imprint, I'm assuming.
Like, yeah, like
Young Animal or Vertigo or whatever.
Or maybe sort of like how Wildstorm is its own.
Wildstorm, yeah. So, yeah, that's kind of cool. And then, of course, the Image one is the season finale of it. But But speaking of Milestone, did you read those back in the day?
Oh, yeah. I read a bunch of them.
Who was your favorite Milestone book?
I don't know why. Zombie, I thought, was funny as hell. Not necessarily funny, but...
Right, yeah.
I just thought... I don't know why I really liked it. Maybe because I'm from New Jersey, and he was from... I forget where. One of the Oranges. West Orange or something.
Right.
So it was, like, you know, right by me. That was good. I liked... what was the team? Shadow Cabinet?
Blood Syndicate?
No, it wasn't Shadow Cabinet the team?
The team was Blood Syndicate.
Was it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because they were basically just like a... Like a... A gang of superheroes, basically.
No. They're different things.
Oh. I thought you meant like the overall, the main. Was it
Shadow Cabinet? Yeah, Shadow Cabinet with Dharma.
Oh, okay.
And Red Dog.
Okay, yeah. See, I totally forgot about them. Bad Betty. Yeah.
Yeah. Bad Betty. I always thought it was funny that there was a guy named Iron Butterfly. Yeah. Which I thought was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But
Yeah,
that one I liked. You know, I mean, it was weird, but
I would my thing was like Hardwire.
Okay.
I don't know why. I just maybe because it was more techy, I guess.
Right. And I mean, it was probably the longest running series, right?
Maybe.
I mean, that one seems like it went on for a long time.
Yeah.
Either that one or Icon, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, I guess Static went for a long time, too.
Yeah, Static went at least past 25, anyways.
Yeah, I think a few of them went into the 40s or 50s.
Yeah.
But I don't really remember.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know the exact like numbers, but so my hope is when Milestone comes back, we get hardcovers or graphic novels of the old stuff.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure there was like a couple things here or there.
Only Hardwire and Icon got graphic
novels. Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Because graphic novels weren't a thing back then, or weren't popular.
You know, it's funny that because there were a whole lot of stuff. Like, I had family up in Massachusetts that owned, like, this giant bookstore. And one of the sections of the store was, like, trade paperbacks and, you know, graphic novels or mm-hmm. whatever they were calling all that stuff. And all the time, because I would get, you know, like a 30% discount because I was family. We would, anytime we were up in Massachusetts, we'd make a trip to the bookstore. And usually I'd pick up like a couple things. And that's where, you know, I picked up like the paperback of the Dark Phoenix saga, or I picked up, you know, like a bunch of stuff, 80s and 90s Marvel and DC stuff.
Right, right.
So, I mean, like they were around, but yeah, I guess it wasn't like nowadays where people are like, oh, you know, I'll just wait and get the trade paperback instead of right. buying, you know, 4 or 6 issues.
Right. It wasn't as prevalent.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, that got me like really wanting to try to find the old Milestone stuff. And
man, it's funny. I hadn't thought about a lot of that stuff until you guys were talking about it in our chat. Mm-hmm. I was like, why is everybody talking about Milestone comics? Like, this is craziness.
Crazy talk.
Yeah. Absolute crazy talk.
Yeah. But yeah, I can't wait for that to come back.
Yeah.
Do you have any DC books that's coming out? Or that came out this week that you're looking forward to?
Came out this week?
Yeah, either or.
Trying to think.
Like this past week or the day that this, or day after this recording comes out?
Oh, the ones this week.
Yeah, it's Batman, I guess, Superman, Metal, Justice League.
Yeah, Metal 4.
Yeah.
Probably. I think there's a new issue of Wildstorm.
Is there? I don't see it.
I think so. I think issue 10 is out this week.
Okay.
But I might be a week off. It might be next week. Because we just got... Was Michael Cray 3 last week or was that 2 weeks ago?
It was last week.
So okay, so maybe it's not Wildstorm. Maybe it's another week.
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Yeah, because all I'm seeing is Batman, Superman, Justice League, Metal 4, Nightwing, Trinity, Aquaman, Super Sons, your favoritist, Green Lanterns.
Yeah.
Batwoman.
I think Harley Quinn might be out this week.
Harley Quinn. Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles 2.
Oh, yeah.
Wonder Woman and Conan 4.
Have you been reading that? Have you read any of it, I should say?
I haven't read any of it. I think I read the first one. I have them all, but I haven't. Like, I read the first one, because I love Conan also, like the old school
right.
comics. And The first one, I was just like, I can wait and, you know, read them all or, like, binge read them.
Yeah, I've been waiting to hear anybody talking about them before I made a decision. Like, I don't have it. But I was like, if enough of my friends are talking about it and that it's, you know, seems pretty good,
right?
I would grab a trade of that and read it. It's interesting concept.
It is.
So,
Future Quest Presents number 5 comes out this week too.
Oh yeah, I don't have any of that stuff. Like, dude, I still have
all that Hanna-Barbera stuff is great.
Yeah, so many people say that, and I just, like, there's nothing in me that can get excited about it, and I don't know why.
I know. Like, the Jetsons is great because that's, like, one of the new ones.
Oh, okay. I know, like, the Scooby-Doo Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Like, when that came out, I was like, yeah, no. I'm good.
Yeah. And Dick Dastardly and Muttley. That's just crazy. Right. Yeah. There was one that I wasn't, like... I know you weren't, like, hip on the crossover ones. Like, Batman and Elmer Fudd, for example.
Artistically, it was great. I didn't care.
It was Lee Weeks, dude.
Yeah.
How can it not be awesome?
Yeah. Oh, question for you. I was thinking about this.
Okay.
Aquaman. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Was it delayed at some point, like a whole bunch, or did they shift it? Is it coming out? Is it not coming out weekly anymore, or biweekly?
Yes. Yes and yes.
Is that what it is? Oh, okay.
It's still coming out biweekly, but it used to be on the opposite weeks of when we got Batman and Superman proper titles.
Right. It was out when Wonder Woman was out.
It was out when Flash. Wonder Woman and Deathstroke and Flash was out.
Okay, because at some point, I was trying to figure this out. I thought that Aquaman started when the other books started. But, like, Batman and Superman and that stuff, they're up to issue 37. This issue of Aquaman, I think, is only 31?
Yep, that's correct.
So it missed a whole bunch?
Yeah, I don't... I'm not...
Because I don't remember it ever being... delayed, like, you know,
right?
That I don't remember ever being like, huh, where's Aquaman? So I'm trying to figure out where they lost 6 issues.
Yeah, well, let me see. I don't even know what, like, Green Arrow and them are on.
Green Lanterns is at 37.
Okay. Yeah, and Green Arrow's at 36 and 37. Yeah.
You know, I mean, I think Flash might be a couple behind now. I want to say the last one that came out was
36.
30, 36?
Yeah. Yeah, 36 came out last week.
Okay. Yeah, and I think Wonder Woman 36 was out.
Yep. Wonder Woman 36
was
out.
Yeah, so it makes sense that if Batman and Superman 37 are out now, the next time would be 37 for that.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Suicide Squad's at 31 also. And Hal Jordan and the Green Lanterns at 34, I think.
Yeah, so, like, a couple of the ones that I thought were coming out at the same time, I guess they skipped an issue here or there, and I didn't notice.
Yeah, maybe.
Hmm.
Plus the annuals, I would say.
Well, I mean, the annuals don't really count, because that's just true. If there's a fifth week, you know. But, yeah, I don't know. I was trying to figure that out when I was looking. I'm like, that can't be right, 31? But... yeah, I think it is.
Yep, it is. That is correct, sir.
Yeah. Every once in a while.
Every once in a while, you're correct.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happens.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, no matter how. You heard it here first.
Oh, I try. Yeah, I'm definitely the most looking forward to whenever Wildstorm 10 comes out.
Yeah.
If that's this week or not.
Yeah, that book is great.
Yeah.
There's so many good books and then so many, like, middle of the road books that are just, like, fair or good.
Yeah. As time has gone on, there have been more books that I kind of let accumulate.
Yeah. Like what?
Well,
I mean, obviously Batman, because you quit that last episode.
Yeah.
Even though this is the second part of that one, so you're not going to see how that works.
I don't care about seeing him on a double date. I do not care.
Yeah, well, you're wrong.
I mean, because of the metal event, the Bats Out of Hell crossover with Flash and Justice League had two issues but I don't read that series.
You should start, remember?
Yeah, no, I did. I read the last one with Priest.
Yeah.
But I wasn't reading it at the time it came out.
Right.
And there was
that was the best one, right?
Which?
With Christopher Priest back on it, it feels like Justice League again.
You know what? I wasn't that into it.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? I mean, what makes you say that?
I don't know. Like, it was to the point where I just, like, I didn't care so much about the other one that, like, this book, I'm reading it, and I'm just like, I just don't care about the Justice League. You know? If that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. Because you love the movie so much, but you hate the book.
Yes.
So that makes absolutely no sense.
And I'm going to be honest. I don't even remember the story at all.
Like, what do you mean?
Like, I don't remember the comic. It's the one where Batman is trying to figure out if he even wants to be in the Justice League. Mm-hmm. Sort of.
Yeah, sure. Because, like, the last one that I tuned out on, I think, was when they were in the neighborhood and the girl with the iPad.
Yeah, that's... That right. was a lot. Yeah, that was, I don't know, 20 issues ago?
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, I know I've read it since then, but... No, yeah, because they had, like, the big ordeal, like, the big crisis event type thing.
Yeah. I think part of the reason why I'm not too into it is it sort of it seems like it's pushing Cyborg to the forefront. Mm-hmm. And
you're racist, I get it.
Absolutely. That's why Christopher Priest is one of my favorite writers. I
understand what you're saying. It's hard to explain, but yes, it's because you can't get past, or I'll say, can't get past seeing Cyborg in the Justice League.
He's a Titan.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like the style that he writes Deathstroke makes so much sense for Deathstroke. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, maybe because I've gotten used to it. But he's writing Justice League the same way with like the different chapters and the different stuff. And I don't know what it was. It didn't seem to grab me as much as it did with Deathstroke. You know?
Yeah.
And I mean, I like the characters with the exception of the two Green Lanterns in the book.
Right.
But I don't know. I do think it's kind of funny though, that in the Dark Knight crossover, mm-hmm. Hal Jordan was the Green Lantern in the Justice League, not Simon and Jessica.
Right.
I don't know. I haven't read any other issues of the series, so I don't know, you know, recently. I'm not sure if he was there for other stuff or if they're just like, whatever.
So this brings the question of, have you liked Nightwing since Sam Humphries took over?
Well, funny you should say that. Nightwing is one of the books that I've sort of fallen behind on.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I haven't even gotten to Humphries yet, I don't think.
Okay.
I'm trying to think, how many issues has he written so far? Because I think I'm like four behind.
This will be the second, I think.
Okay, yeah, I'm about four behind on Nightwing. So, yeah. Yeah, but like, because of that crossover, I fell behind on Flash. Because I was like, oh, you know, I'll get to it at some point, and then... You know, three other issues of Flash came out. And the same thing with Hal Jordan and the Green Lantern Corps. I think there's a new one out this week, maybe. Or there was one last week. So I think I'm like 3 behind on that now.
Right.
So, you know, I got one more week of work and then a week of vacation. So I plan on catching up on everything then.
Oh, yeah. I have so much planned for that week, and it's all nerd stuff.
Oh, my goodness. I have so much planned for that week, and none of it will get done because I'll have to do family or out-of-town friend things.
Yeah.
Although maybe I'll just bring my tablet everywhere I go and be like, hey, I know I haven't seen you in 6 months because you live on the other side of the country. So I'm going to come to your house and read comics when you talk to me about things.
That's not the norm. People just don't do that. No, I have like, well, at least 20 long boxes of collections that I bought for cheap. I mean, I bought those 10 and then I bought another 5 and then another 7. And there's some great stuff in it. So I need to sort it because it's like bothering me that Batman's or Superman's in with Captain America and blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And it's in my garage. So I can do
now,
that.
Now, those were the long boxes that you had like that whole Titans run in?
Yeah. Well, it's been part of that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, that's what I plan on doing the week that we're off.
Nice.
You got anything else?
I don't think so.
You going to wrap it up then?
Sure. Thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Absolute DC Podcast, where we mostly talk about Image Comics and non-DC comics this week. If you would like to get in touch with me directly, you can tweet me at Aaron S. Bell.
You can tweet me at Rombar316.
If you would like to tweet the show directly, you can do that at DC_Absolute. And thank you for listening.
Welcome back.
Yeah, welcome back.
Huh?
Well, hello, beautiful.
Holy nightmare.
It's the world's greatest super friends.
Ronnie and Aaron.
Yep. I feel like we have strongly different viewpoints before we discuss what each other's viewpoints are.
Faster than a streak of lightning.
A DC Comics podcast.
Absolute.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
Yeah, sure, why not?
I'll get into my silly speculation.
Aquaman!
I'm Batman. I'm Batman.
Batman.
He's a hipster.
The Flash, world's fastest human.
I mean, I grew up with Wally West. Is this okay? Is that, as long as we don't get caught.
Think about the future.
If you're good at something, never do it for free.
Dude, you're a dumbass.
You are foolish.
All this nerd talk.
Ooh. DC Absolute. Yeah. Exactly.
Hell yeah.
And, there's been some good. There's been some great. There's been some really terrible. And there's been some average, I think.
No, that wasn't terrible.
That was pathetic.
Ooh. Nerdy Legion.
Nerdylegion.com. Absolute worst piece of garbage ever.